Good evening. Good evening. This is Rick Todd Hunter on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org. And it's time for exactly what nobody wanted. Thanks for joining me. Absolutely gorgeous evening out there. I hope you're out tooling around enjoying this weather. It's supposed to get awful tomorrow and Wednesday. So enjoy it while you can. Hopefully you'll keep your radio tuned to WMFO for the next hour or so. I've got, as per usual, a mix of old stuff, new stuff, stuff in English, stuff not in English. Let's see, I've got a set of some German music, if you're into that. I've got some Belle and Sebastian, of course, in honor of their upcoming two-night stand at the Orpheum. I've got just some good old rock and roll. If we get to it, I've got some Britpop to play. So let's get to it. Let's play some of that good old-fashioned American rock and roll. This is the new one from a band called Grim River. This is I'm Your Man.
by myself, I should go dancing. Take my boots off the shelf. Don't be concerned, babe, at least not yet. I am still happy to be breathing in. You know I have been, you know I have been traveling through the air and down the highway like a javelin towards this old cow town in the Bible Belt. Remember when they asked us, baby, just how it felt to be alone in the middle of Middle America. When the sun moves behind the moon and the earth goes black, mama is like that. It's like that. How long's forever, babe? Is it just one day? The day we go in, then will we escape? Am I has been? Am I has been? Could this be our life, babe? Would you be my wife? Everything ending now, into a beginning now. And when you fall, you get back up and run. And time paints a picture now, the world will eclipse you now. And when you fall, you get back up and run. Old cow town in the Bible Belt. Remember when they asked us, baby, just how it felt alone, just the two of us in Middle America. When the moon moves behind the sun and the earth lights up, mama, 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 that was us.
Thank you. this.
Song. Brand new music there from Sarah Cahoon, S-E-R-A, and she's putting out a new album that was the first single off the new album, and I guess she's back on Sub Pop Records. I don't know what that means. I don't know why she was not on Sub Pop Records the whole time, but she's back. We also heard new music from Kevin Morby there. That was Javelin from his latest album, Little Wide Open. And kicking off the show was a new single called I'm Your Man from a new band called Grim River. I was going to say something incredibly witty in there somewhere. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I'm hearing crackling. Maybe you're hearing crackling too. I don't know what's going on there. Crackling on the line, crackling on the broadcast. I don't know. I just play the music. I don't understand the tech. But anyway, hope it's not too bad at your end. I keep adjusting my tinfoil hat, and it doesn't seem to make a difference. I still hear it, so I don't know what's going on. Anyway, good news, everyone. Belle and Sebastian are about to come to Boston for two nights at the Orpheum, starting tomorrow and Wednesday night. One night, they're playing the entirety of If You're Feeling Sinister, plus fan favorites. And the second night, they're playing Tiger Milk with fan favorites. Very exciting. If you haven't seen Belle and Sebastian, I urge you to go. They do a great live show. Don't let the mopey nature of some of their albums fool you. They're a great live band. And last time I checked, tickets were still available. So if you're willing to brave the sweltering, muggy heat tomorrow and Wednesday, it's going to be a good time. And in honor of that, I thought I'd play live versions of a few of my favorites. Starting with a track off of If You're Feeling Sinister, this is the live version of Judy and the Dream of Horses.
Showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? You used to make me smile when I was young. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know yet if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know yet if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with the torch. Fell asleep till it was morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole the horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was dreaming. Disappointed, you will fall asleep with ants in your pants. Judy, you're just trying to find and keep the dream of poses. And the song she wrote was Judy and the Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. The star upon your shoulder, lighting up the path that you walk. A parrot on your shoulder, seeing everything when you talk. If you're ever feeling blue, then write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Dream of horses, not a tune. Dream of horses, not a tune. Dream of horses, not a tune. Dream of horses.
We didn't get wet, we didn't dare. But the fact fantasy remains. You better come back to earth again. Our aspirations are wrapped up in books. Our inclinations paid in a look.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good stuff there. One of my favorite Belle and Sebastian songs and one of my favorite live Belle and Sebastian songs wrapped in one package that was I Didn't See It Coming Live from the recent live album What to Look For in Summer. Also from that album, we heard Wrapped Up in Books live, and kicking off that set was Judy and the Dream of Horses live from the live version of If You're Feeling Sinister. And again, Belle and Sebastian, two nights starting tomorrow night, tomorrow and Wednesday at the Orpheum. Tickets still available. If you are going, by the way, I did just get a notification from the venue saying it's going to be hot. It's going to be very hot. So wear loose clothing, and you can bring one sealed bottle of water. doesn't sound promising, does it? It's an old building. I hope the AC is up to snuff. Yeah, so anyway, maybe I'll see you there tomorrow, sweating it up on the dance floor for Belle and Sebastian. All right, let's mix it up a little bit. I promised a set of German tunes, and I'm about to make good on that promise with Hey Vivi, Hey Gerhard. From Vivi Bach.
Hey, hey Vivi, sprich mit mir von L'amour.
Hey, hey Gerhard, rein theoretisch, aber nur.
Gefällt dir ein Mann, wie fängst du's dann an?
Tut mir leid, doch das behalte ich für mich.
Nur so was fragen kann.
Lach dich eine an, sag, was machst du dann?
Tut mir leid, doch das behalte ich für mich. Du kannst bestimmt sehr romantisch sein. Liebst Rendezvous nachts im Mondenschein und zur Begleitung, ich wette darauf, legst du ne Schallplatte auf.
Natürlich, und zwar eine von dir.
Komisch, ich nehme immer deine.
Hey, hey. Wir verstehen uns gut.
Hey, 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 Gerhard, was die Musik nicht alles tut.
Und soll es geschehen, dass wir uns wiedersehen, erzählen wir uns rein theoretisch nur von L'amour.
Du, Gerhard? Kannst du mit mir mal in den Morgen?
Nur unter einer Bedingung.
Und die wäre?
Du zeigst mir dafür das süße Leben in Coco Kopenhagen. Abgemacht?
Abgemacht.
Ah, ah, ah. Hey, hey, Vivi, wir zwei verstehen uns gut.
Hey, 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 Gerhard, was die Musik nicht alles tut.
Und soll es geschehen, dass wir uns wiedersehen, dann singen wir nochmal, das wär doch nett im Duett.
Alles klar, es ist schon wieder Freitag, es ist wieder diese Bar und ich muss dir jetzt erzählen, was mir widerfahren ist. Jetzt sehe ich die Zukunft positiv, denn ich bin Optimist.
Moment, was geht?
Ich sag's dir ganz konkret.
Aha.
Am Wochenende hab ich mir den Kopf verdreht. Ich traf eine junge Frau, die hat mir ganz gut gefallen.
Am Samstag in der Diskothek, wie sich die Korken knallen. Sie stand dann so dabei, wir haben uns unterhalten und ich hab sie eingeladen, denn sie hat sich so verhalten. Wir haben viel Spaß gehabt, viel gelacht und was ausgemacht, uns doch mal getroffen und den Nachmittag zusammen verbracht. Gegen Manns Kino hatten noch ein Rendezvous.
Und hast du sie ausgeführt?
Ey, gehört ja wohl dazu. Sie ist so elegant. Aha. Sie hat doch allerhand. Du solltest sie wirklich mal treffen. Ey, ich find sie sehr charmant.
Ey, ist es die da am Eingang stehen? Oder die da, die dir den Kopf verdreht? Ist es die da, die mit dem dicken Pulli anmacht?
Nein, es ist die Frau, die freitags nicht kann.
Es ist die da. Es ist die da. Oder die da. Es ist die da. Die oder die da.
Nein.
Herzlichen Glückwunsch, Bruder, toi, du kannst dir sicher sein, dass ich mich für dich freue, ich selber bin auch froh. Und falls es euch interessiert, mir ist am Wochenende was ganz Ähnliches passiert. Es war Sonntag, ich trinke Tee in dem Café, als ich dieses schöne Wesen an dem Tresen stehen sehe, gesell ich mich dazu und hab einen Tee für sie bestellt. Naja, ich gebe zu, ich hab getan, als hätte ich Geld, doch alles lief wie geschmiert. Was mache ich mir Sorgen, wir reden und verabreden uns für übermorgen. Ich wollte mit ihr ins Kino gehen, stattdessen waren wir essen, denn sie hatte den Film schon gesehen, ich hielt schon gemessen, sie ins Restaurant zu führen, sind wir mit Kerzen.
Oder hat sie dann die Rechnung bezahlt?
Natürlich nicht, doch sie sagte zu mir noch, dass wir jetzt miteinander gehen und seitdem warte ich darauf, sie wiederzusehen.
Ist es die da,
what?
Die da am Eingang steht?
Nein.
Oder die da,
who?
Die dir den Kopf verdreht?
Who? Who?
Ist es die da, die mit dem dicken Pulli ab?
Ey, nein, es ist die Frau, die freitags nicht kann. Es ist die da, die. Ist es die da, oder die da? Ist es die da, die. Oder die da? Nein. Freitags ist sie nieder. Okay, Stuttgart, live im Radio. Das Fernsehen filmt mit. Also benehmt euch, Stuttgart, benehmt euch.
Tja, Thomas,
tja.
Da haben wir beide viel gemeinsam. Seit letztem Wochenende sind wir beide nicht mehr einsam.
Bist du mit ihr zusammen? Ich hab mir vorgenommen, möglichst bald mit ihr zusammen zu kommen.
Ja, viel Spaß damit. Noch eins gibt mir zu denken. Warum muss ich hier die ganze Zeit nur Geschenke schicken?
Wem sagst du das? Ich bin schon wieder blank. Doch dafür hat meine jetzt neue Klamotten im Schrank.
Hey, bei mir kam sie neulich mit einem neuen Teil an. Und dabei hab ich mich gefragt, wie sie sich das leisten kann.
Und?
Ich hab am Freitag und sie ist nicht da.
Moment, was? Bruder, da ist meine ja. Es ist die da, die da am Eingang steht.
Was? Das ist die da, um die sich doch bei mir dreht.
Es ist die da. Wer ist dieser Mann?
Stopp, das ist der Grund, warum sie freitags nicht kann.
Willkommen zum Tourabschluss von Long Player und Tour 2024. Natürlich zu Hause in Stuttgart. So schön, dass ihr da seid. Vielen Dank. Jetzt sind wir hier. Jetzt kann es beginnen. Das Real Weekend Feeling Stuttgart.
Du schaust mich ganz bedauernd an, mir strebt nach einem Kneipengang, wie's mir geht, mehr schlecht als recht, von Schmerz und Kummer so geschwächt. Du möchtest für meine wunde Seele gerne Trost und Frieden sein, doch fällt dir mich sanft zu still. Nur Schnaps und Tabak ein, was dich dann wieder müde und mich so schlaflos macht. schon längst verblüht. Wie vergilbt es trockenes Efeu an einer kalten Häuserwand? Krall ich mich an dir fest und umschlinge deine Hand. Mit mir zog der Herbst in deine trübe Kammer ein. Schlaff erbleicht und leblos fällt mein Körper ab von deinem. Die alte Leier, ein dir wohlbekanntes Lied. Du hast es schon gesungen, lang bevor ich's schrieb. Lang bevor ich's schrieb.
New music there, new German music from Frau Lehmann. Frau Lehmann with the song Die Alte Leier from the new album, well, I don't know how to say it, Trost and Trotz. Before that, we heard Die Fantastischen Vier with their hit single Die Da live in Stuttgart in 2024. And we kicked off that set of German music you didn't know you needed with Hey Vivi, Hey Gerhard from Vivi Bach and Gerhard Wendland. Yes, German music. There you have it. Why? Because I can. Don't say you didn't enjoy it, especially the Hey Vivi, Hey Gerhard. Anyhow, this is Rick Todhunter on Exactly What Nobody Wanted. Thanks for being here. I've got about another 20 minutes left of the show, so stick around. I've got more good stuff coming up, starting with a brand new Thermals single. Anytime there's new Thermals music, it's a good time to be alive. Of course, it's just Hutch Harris. Kathy and the rest of the band are not still recording together, but Hutch recorded the first Thermals album by himself in any case, so it's like going back to his roots. Here's I Will Be Delivered.
Into your hand. your hand. for the big time city. Zip town town. So what you doing? You got nothing to lose. And if you got the yip yip yow, if you got it, then you gotta let it out. Yip yip yow. I'm turning all the tables. I don't need nothing to the yip yip yow. Yip yip yow. Like eating and breathing, like sleeping and dreaming. I yip yip yow. I yip on the heat. I yip on the day. I yip on the ground. I yip in the air. Yip on the street. I yip all day. Yip yip yow. Now what of course I USA.
New music there from Caroline Rose. New single, Yip Yip Yow. Apparently that's a favorite at her live shows, and now she's put it on wax. There you go, brand new. Before that, we heard The Both, which is, of course, Amy Mann and Ted Leo recording together with the song Milwaukee from their one and only album, The Both. That's a song that is routinely stuck in my head. If you get earworms, you know what I'm talking about. It's just in there all the time. And we kicked the set off with a brand new single from Hutch Harris of the Thermals. That was I Will Be Delivered. And looking forward to that new album. All right. I think I've got a little more time in here to sneak in a Britpop song. I promised a Britpop set. I'm not going to make to it. But here's the only one I know from The Charlatans. From their album Some Friendly. They are on tour. They're coming to the U.S., so keep your eyes peeled for them. This was my introduction to indie music back in the day.
Oh,
All right, that of course was the Charlatans from 1990 with The Only One I Know. They're on tour, and keep your eyes peeled for them. I'm Rick Todhunter. This has been Exactly What Nobody Wanted on WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. Before I leave you, I just wanted to say my mother-in-law died this past week. It's very sad, and something that makes me think of her quite often is the fact that she, later in her life, she got into Queen, the band Queen, for some reason, and she always wanted to hear We Are the Champions, and I liked to annoy her, because I'm an annoying person, by playing different versions of the Queen song. And she seemed to think it was funny. Maybe she was just humoring me, but in her honor, I'm going to leave you with the Tokyo Kosei Wind Orchestra's brass medley of Queen songs. Have a great week, everyone. I hope to be back next week, 6 to 7. Until then, be well. We've only just begun.